bringing you all the good vibes. Good vibes.
24/7. You're listening to 90.4 FM, Ride Time Radio.
Yep, you are, and you're listening to the Get Twisted Show. We are going to take a look at a band that came, they did it, and then they fell out for over 15 years. No, it's not Oasis. They've not made up. We're talking about a band called, well, let's listen to a bit of Robert Cray first. I'll tell you after this. Right, the Black Crowes, and they have released a new album, and it is 37 minutes long. It comes after a 15-year kind of breakup, on and off, which the band has been haunted with really since they started. But have they finally got it together? I mean, they are actually listed as number 92 in the world's most rock and roll bands. But have they finally got all of the disputes out the way and given us 15 years of what's been inside them?
Good luck,
Wanting and Awaiting off the new album. Now, I can't tell you the new album name in full, right? I can only tell you that the first word of it is happiness, right? If you want to know the next word, you're going to have to go and look it up. Look up the latest album by the Black Crowes on Google, on iTunes, whatever, and you'll understand why I cannot say the last word on broadcast anyway. But it's an amazing album. There's not a track on there that I've listened to that I don't think is any good. It's almost like 15 years have just exploded out. Now, the band go way back to the 1980s. They were formed, first of all, by Robinson Brothers. They've always been the backbone of it, but have they always fell out and fell in? There's always been a lot of kind of inconsistencies with the band, which probably is what held them back quite a lot. I'm doing this back-to-back with this new album. This is another great track. Straight off the album as well, Flesh Wound. This is from the Black Crowes. Isn't it? Because I can hear so many different influences in the music. I mean, I'm even listening to a little bit of Anarchy there. Sex Pistols is going on. But it is a southern hard rock band. They were classed as one of the very, very best when they were really making it in the 90s. The Black Crowes. Where did it all start? Well, back in 1987, they were a pub band and they were kind of doing a few gigs. They didn't know what to call the band. They played with a few different names and they settled on the Black Crowes and they became a Rolling Stones cover band.
I met a gentle barroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it all. New York City. I had to put up some kind of a fight. The lady, then she covered me in roses. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind.
And getting signed, we moved into the 1990s, and this was the height of fame for the Crows. They were really doing extremely well, and they released the album Shake Your Money Maker, which sold over 5 million copies. They were opening up different bands, opening for different people, and they made it to the Monsters of Rock, where they opened for the one and only AC/DC.
She cut the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-680-791 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
That's right, Easy Rider Tenerife. This is Ride Time Radio and you're listening to the Get Twisted Show here with Adam on the Head Honcho here. We're going out on Atlantico FM and on our own station, RideTimeRadio.com. So we are listening to the new album from the Black Crowes. Yeah, they've actually produced a new album, 2024. It's just recently been released, 37 minutes long. But I tell you now, there's 37 minutes of great rock and roll on this album. That's all it is, right? And after the feuds, the breakups, the split-ups, the string of musicians that the band went through once they hit their fame with 1990 to 1995 kind of era, they just went from being kind of a small cover band. They grew very quickly. I've seen this happen before. It's kind of what happened with Iron Maiden and the original singer, yeah? Paul Diario, what a mistake he made, you know. He just couldn't handle the kind of quickness that the band shot up to a really high level. And that fame and stardom, it's not for everybody. Sometimes it doesn't work. The guitarist in the Black Crowes, he didn't find that. And he left. They tried to get somebody else. And it kind of just seemed to be a big fight. Even the albums they were releasing, they released another album a bit further down. It only sold 500,000 copies. One of the reasons for that was because they'd put a picture of a woman from Hustler magazine on the front with a striped stars and banner flag for a bikini. But it had the pubic hair sticking out, apparently, which, okay, maybe that was a big issue in them days. Anyway, there's a lot of bands out there like this, right? They've got this kind of southern, hard rock, smooth vibe. One of those bands is Blackberry Smoke. Take a listen to this one.
Chance. Stay a while, roll up your pants. You don't have to know how to dance, just follow your heart and your soul. I don't lean one way or the other, I love all of my sisters and brothers. You can read me cover to cover, all that you need to know. Cause I don't worry, don't get in a hurry. Ain't no the fish don't run by. Don't bring me no bad news. The only thing that I ask you, one time if you could, what you know good. Sometimes life, it strikes me funny. Catch all of my flies with honey. I don't stand on a pile of money, make myself higher than you. I give thanks for the sun and the rain, hitch my wagon to the gravy train. This old world goes up in flames, rivers gonna flow on through. I don't worry, don't get in a hurry. Ain't no reason to fight if the fish don't bite. Don't bring me no bad news. The only thing that I ask of you, one time if you could, what you know good. You're wasting your time trying to make up my mind when I know just what is right to me. So if you to this negativity.
if the fish don't bite. Don't bring me no bad news. The only thing that I ask of you, one time if you could, what you know good. What you know.
And that I like. That I do like a lot. I don't know what it is about bands at the moment that begin with B. I don't know, right? I'm not planning any of this, right? Black Cherry, Buck Cherry, Blackberry Smoke. They are all absolutely fantastic. We'll be looking at that band a little bit later in the Get Twisted series. So when I think of Southern rock bands, I think of bands like Aerosmith, right? Rock and roll at its best. And I've been particularly liking some of their stuff lately that I've been revisiting, especially with some great harmonica sections.
Sure, the 42nd Street Bop. Hung out down by the Trick Hotel. See the old blues, isn't it? Flapping in the wind, kitties and all. That's right. She rocked you, good. But the girl, she's coming apart. She's so healing, right off the ceiling. And the girl, she's coming apart.
of Aerosmith there, the most southern rock band in my opinion at the moment. I love their harmonica stuff in there as well. It just fits so well. So we're listening to the Black Crowes. This is going to be the next one off the album. This is Kindred Friend, okay? And this is off the album Happiness, but I can't say the rest of it. Apparently, there's an apology in there somewhere for the fallouts and the strife and everything else that the band has been through. And that's some Kindred apology written into that song, which is Kindred Friend. So maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Maybe there's just the critics reading into a little bit too much. But there's definitely a bit of Tom Petty in all of that music. Here's a great track from him, Learning to Fly.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as it crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly. Bang got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down. Hey! I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly.
Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-680-791 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
That's right, this is EasyRiderTenerife.com. We are Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. If you're looking for some adventure, you're over on holiday, then we are the people to come and see. We do speak English and Spanish. Unfortunately, my Spanish isn't good enough for the radio, but our staff are there with their Spanish as well. So come and see us, get yourself on two wheels and go and experience the island of Tenerife. It is absolutely amazing to ride two wheels. It really, really is. Now, if you would like to join us on the TGR, which is the Tenerife Gentleman's Ride, on the 19th of May, you are more than welcome. We will be meeting at the TF28 La Cepsa Gasolinera in Chaofa. We'll be taking a route through Las Americas, down into Los Gigantes, and then back up to the Treehouse, where we have two bands playing and a nice afternoon planned in truly gentleman's style. Here's with the Eagles, Already Gone. So let's take a look at some of the older stuff from the Black Crowes then, right? So there was a record called Twice as Hard. This was off one of the main albums, Shake Your Money Maker. This was the one that got 5 million copies of that album sold. It was a complete phenomenon. You know, everybody loved it. Everybody loved them. But after that, they did struggle to really get anything else out there because of just complete fallouts with different band members, replacing musicians constantly, and they never really got the chemistry back again. Have they done it on this album? Well, we'll see. That's called Happiness. You'll have to go to iTunes to catch it. But this is off the Shake Your Money Maker. This is Twice as Hard. Surprising an album with tracks like that on sold 5 million copies, right? Absolutely fantastic. And it does remind me a lot of the Cinelli Brothers. I'm going to go back to them again because it's kind of got that same kind of vibe in there. Take a listen to this, Fool's Paradise.
Fine. We work around just to pay our
Love it when you find all of these connections together. It's like joining the dots up between bands, influences, genres, going back through the years. And yeah, I mean, it's great. They are a great bunch, Chinelli Brothers. I really do like them. Now look, we're going to go back over to this Black Crowes album. This is the latest album, 2024, for any Black Crowes fans out there. 2024 brand new album from the boys, the Robinson Brothers at their best. Yeah, finally, we have a set of musicians who seem to be gelling. This is Bleed It Dry.
Lose
The Black Crowes. You can find that album on iTunes. You can find it on Spotify. It's on all of the major platforms, and you can go and get that and download it. It is called Happiness Bass. That's all I can say, right? Happiness Bass. You'll find out the rest of that when you get there. What are we going to play out with? Well, you listen to the Get Twisted show, of course. You listen to Adam. My name is Easy Rider Tenerife. This is Ride Time Radio. I'm going to play out with a bit of The Cult and a bit of Van Halen. I'll leave you to enjoy the tunes. Thanks for tuning into the show this week. We'll be back very, very soon.